Welcome to All About Time with Susan Woody Galper.
Hello. I'm glad you've joined us for the third program in our series of 10 podcasts, All About Time. These programs are all about herbs, those fascinating plants that flavor our foods and heal our bodies and comfort our souls and sometimes even get us into trouble. My name is Susan Wittig Albert. I've been studying and writing about herbs for over 20 years now, and I'd like to share some of my discoveries with you. In this series, we'll be learning about the often surprising ways in which herbs have been used throughout human history and about the ways you can use and enjoy these plants in your garden, your kitchen, your medicine cabinet, and your craft area. I hope you'll want to listen to all 10 programs in our series and that you'll visit our website, try some of the recipes and craft instructions mentioned there, and learn even more about the herbs we've been discussing in these programs. Today, we're going to take a close look at the onion, a plant that you may not have thought of as an herb. What you're going to learn, however, just may surprise you. So take a few minutes to brew a hot cup of tea, pull up a comfortable chair, and let's talk about the magical, mystical, magnetic onion. Onions have been around all your life. You've indulged in them, you've avoided them, maybe you've even been embarrassed by them. They do have an unmistakable fragrance all their own, don't they? But even though you probably eat onions several times a week, I'll bet there are things about these ordinary, extraordinary plants that you don't know. You're probably not aware that the ancient Egyptians were devoted to the worship of the onion, and they revered it as the food of the gods. Other peoples, however, thought the devil was associated with the onion. A Turkish legend says that when Satan was banished from the Garden of Eden after the fall, onions sprang from his right footprint and garlic from his left. Onions have always been associated with strength, virility, and masculinity. In the Middle East, it was believed that men who ate lots of onions were better lovers. The Romans believed that eating an onion would increase the quantity and vitality of a man's sperm. While military commanders such as Alexander the Great fed large quantities to their soldiers to help them keep up their strength and courage, and General Ulysses S. Grant held onions in such a high regard that during the Civil War he telegraphed the War Office, "I will not move my army without onions." They sent him 3 wagon loads. I somehow doubt that Grant was worried about sperm counts, but he might have subscribed to the idea that strong onions made for strong bodies and strong spirits. On the other hand, men of Grant's time might have had a different use in mind, something like the 12th century Jewish physician who recommended onion juice rubbed on the penis as a contraceptive. Yike! But if you ask me, it was the early Greeks who had the most fascinating theory about the onion. They believed that this herb was ruled by the planet Mars, and that it exercised an attractive force so powerful that it could pull the magnetism right out of the rock magnetite. This idea of attraction seems to have hung around for a long time, leading to some pretty interesting theories. The famous 18th century herbalist Nicholas Culpepper, for instance, recommended that if you were bitten by a venomous snake or a rabid dog, you should apply a strong onion to the bite to pull out the poison. And American colonists hung onions outside their doors in the hope that they would attract and repel any evil spirits who attempted to come inside. There are plenty of modern folks who believe that the onion has a magnetic personality. As late as the 1950s in England, people were hanging the cut half of an onion in the house to attract infectious germs out of the air. My grandmother subscribed to the idea that putting a small hot onion in your ear would draw out the pain of a childhood earache. And I recently read in a contemporary magazine that rubbing a bee sting with a raw onion will remove the pain. superstition? Well, maybe. But contemporary scientists tell us that there's plenty of medical magic in the onion. There's strong evidence that onions help to slow the bone loss associated with osteoporosis. Onions may help to lower high cholesterol, reduce blood sugar levels, and prevent clots by thinning the blood, hence supporting circulatory and cardiac health. Many studies have demonstrated their strong antibacterial properties. And a diet rich in onions seems to be helpful in suppressing stomach cancer and enhancing the immune system. So, what's a body to do? Why, eat onions, of course. They're widely available in a variety of forms. There are large bulb onions, yellow, white, and red. There are shallots and leeks and scallions, those green onions that you'll find in the produce section. Just look around. You're sure to find an onion that will please you. And you're sure to find a way to eat onions that will satisfy your taste for this mysterious, magnetic plant. Try this interesting change-up on simple sauerkraut, for instance. At our house, we love this dish served with bratwurst and thick slices of hot buttered rye bread. So here it is, a recipe for Bavarian sauerkraut with onions. If you don't catch all the details, you'll find the recipe, along with several others, on the website. In a skillet, heat 2 tablespoons of olive oil. And when it's hot, use it to sauté 3/4 cup of chopped onion and 2 or 3 garlic cloves minced. Won't hurt to put in 4 garlic cloves if you like garlic. Cook for 3 to 4 minutes and don't let the garlic burn. It will really make it bitter. Add 1 pound of sauerkraut. I like the kind you can buy fresh, packed in plastic, in the deli section of the supermarket. And when this is warm, then pour 1 cup of white wine over the sauerkraut and stir in 1/2 cup of chopped apple. I scrub the apple and leave the peel on. Add 1/2 teaspoon of ground bay leaves, or you can use a bay leaf. Just be sure to take it out when you've served the dish. And 6 juniper berries. Stir all of this together, bring it to a simmer, and let it cook for 30 minutes. Be sure to take out those juniper berries and the bay leaf, if you put one in, before you serve it. And it's great. As I said, we really like it with sausage bratwurst. And here's a cucumber and onion salad that's quick, a little bit different, and very pretty on the table. My grandmother used to serve it in a cut glass bowl, proving that even the humble onion can be very uptown under the right circumstances. Peel about 1 pound of cucumbers and slice them into thin slices. Cut a large red onion in half, put one piece away for another use, and slice the remaining half into thin slices crosswise. Combine the onions and cucumbers in a bowl, and in a cup, mix 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 4 tablespoons of rice vinegar, 1/8 teaspoon of sugar, 2 teaspoons of chopped fresh dill, and a couple of twists of fresh ground pepper. Mix all of this together and pour the dressing over the onions and cucumbers and toss. Let it stand for about 20 to 30 minutes, add salt, and stir it up. I put a couple of other recipes on the website and some information about cultivating onions, drying, and storing them. I hope it'll be helpful. Well, there you have it. Superstition or not, I hope you'll agree that the onion has a magnetic personality. And I hope you'll look for the China Bales Herbal Mysteries the next time you visit your local bookstore. You'll find them shelved with the mysteries, usually alphabetical, under my name. Begins with A for Albert. Be sure and join us next week when we offer another episode of our podcast series, All About Time. Remember, it's always all about herbs.
Don't forget to visit our website for any of the recipes and crafts featured in this episode. The website is www.abouttime.com. That's ABOUTHYME.com. Music in this show is provided by the PodSafe Music Network.